The pre-tropical storm hurricane is underway, and here are the highlights of today's podcast. We have Meeser Dad with his first win. Meeser Luke, three straight wins. He's on a roll. Uncle Buck is officially into the playoffs. Where will he seed is the question. Mr. Gilbert is officially eliminated. Where will he finish? That is the question. And we all talk about the big one. The top two from last year are now fighting for this year's bottom two. Nothing like doing a podcast as hurricane updates blast through your ear from the TV in the living room. We've got a podcast to do, Wind, Rain, or Shine. Did I say that right? Let's hope so. But let's go on now to the Week 9 breakdown, and we begin in a matchup between the big one, right? Mr. Woody, Mr. Luke. Game of the Week, I believe, is what we called this one, and it turned out to be a pretty close one. Mr. Luke gets it done, and like we said, he goes 3-6 in a big win over a struggling Mr. Woody. Gonna keep it short as we just roll down to the key points, but Mr. Luke gets it done. He goes 3-6. Uncle Buck is in after a nail biter against Miss Lori. I was watching this on Monday night. Kenyon Drake, third down, and he needed maybe about 2 points. 2 points. And she would have won. And he loses 7 on the run. That's got to hurt. And that's why she lost. Uncle Buck is in. And Miss Lori has to wait to see another day and see if she will even be in. She's got to fight for that with Mr. Luke. And the upset central. Meeser Dad gets his first win. Start the confetti. Bring the parade. And call the National Guard. Mr. Dad gets the win over Mr. Ryan. And I said it. I predicted. I said this is a trap game for Mr. Ryan. Dad's going to shock the world and he's going to get it done. And he did exactly so. Meeser Dad with a big win thanks to Devontae Adams. And myself and Mr. Gilbert. Well, Mr. Gilbert, he just keeps on struggling. And every time he wants to hop off the struggle bus, they just put him in the back of the bus. He is not getting off anytime soon. Meeser comes with a commanding victory, and I love to see it. I get it done over Mr. Gilbert in good, well-fashioned. We look here, Mr. Luke, attababy. He's rolling. He's got Miss Lori to deal with. He's also got Mr. Woody to deal with. Mr. Gilbert eliminated as he goes to 2-7. Meeser Dad, though he gets the first win, we all know from last week he is eliminated. He's 1-8. I myself are 1 win away from clinching the playoffs. And Mr. Ryan, if he wins, he still needs 2 wins to clinch. Mr. Ryan still needs 2 wins to clinch. It's anybody's game here, but if I win this week, I am in. And it'd be good to hear those names, especially, or to hear those words, especially from what happened last year. We go now to this week's breakdown, and we begin with Mr. Woody and Mr. Gilbert. Both teams, I'd say, desperately needing a win here. Will it happen? I don't see nothing from Mr. Gilbert. I don't see him even getting close wins here. It's just all blowouts. Mr. Woody will get back on track, and I won't say it's a total blowout because he's got Justin Fields as his QB, but he'll find a way and get it done. Uncle Buck and Mr. Ryan. Mr. Ryan needs a win here, and he needs it pretty bad. He's starting Dak Prescott here as Lamar goes on by here. Uncle Buck, he's got all hands on deck for it. I think this is a setback week for Uncle Buck. I think Mr. Ryan gets it done, and he gets it done. Because why? Because he's got guys load up the arsenal, and he's going to get it done. And he's going to not necessarily shock Uncle Buck. He's already in, so he's kind of on this lazy Sunday type for Uncle Buck. I think that'll happen. Lazy Sunday for his team. Mr. Ryan gets it done. And here we go, Miss Lori and Meeser Dad here, and it's very interesting. Does Meeser Dad take off? What does she do, or what does he do? And I think she's getting Barkley back. Meeser Dad, I think he's going to go on a high. I think the team's good. He's got the players. Just who he plays in is very key. looks like he's got all the right guys playing here. I think he gets it done. Mizerdad goes on a little run here. He's 2-8. And myself and Mr. Luke, I love Mr. Luke when it comes to these fantasy things. I want him to win every single week. Except for the week that he plays me, right? There's sometimes where I don't want him to win, and there's sometimes where I do. Most of the times, it's I do, but who knows? I think Mr. Luke loses this week, though. Oh, I can't make a prediction. That's bias. Here we go. Factors on who's going to win, I think.